Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show, it's about more ways to deal with all the anxiety and fear that's going on the planet with sound and vibration and energy. So our intention today is that you may go to a higher state of consciousness instead of resonating in an emotional body around fear and anxiety. Not bypassing, just ascending. Okay, so that's our intention for today. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things that are happening here at the Institute. Well, not too much right now. Of course, we've got our summer intensive going right now, every day, 10 to 9:30. So that's happening. But the Mount Shasta retreat, I think we have one slot left if you wanted to go to Mount Shasta, August 15th, 16th, and 17th. And then we have our regular course here at the Institute in September, starting September 8th. And that's 3.5 months. Although we're thinking to have only half of it at the Institute and the rest online. So we're going to do the classes that are best done here, like the ones where we actually practice with a lot of different instruments and the movement classes, everything that's best done here. A lot of the lectures are just, exactly the same online. So the classes where we actually play with all the instruments and practice on each other will be done at the Institute. So we're going to split it up. Of course, you can do the whole program online, whole certificate program. That's 6 months. Or do the hybrid where you do half of it here at the Institute in Sausalito, just north of San Francisco, and do the rest online. It's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And it's really, there's three main goals. It's really about understanding the universe based on vibration. It's all vibration, whether it's nature, whether it's anything, any thought forms, whether it's, your soul. I mean, it's all vibration. And when you understand how it all works based on vibration and understand the laws of vibration, then you can work with the universe to manifest what you want or to be in alignment with source and spirit as well. So that's the first goal. The second goal is to get you really high and really peaceful. It's really important to get to peace over and over and over. Peace is really the whole deal, of course. When you go to a place of peace, your immune system works better. You're have better mental focus. You are more stable emotionally. And it's a portal to all realms of spiritual development. When you're at peace, I mean, it's easier to access source and your soul, right? It's really the most important part. And peace can be accessed by a frequency humming consistently. So that's really the whole deal. I mean, sometimes we don't just get peaceful. We get high. We get really excited and exhilarated. We do chants and mantras and music and movement. But, so you got to get movement going. But then we go to a stillness at the end. And that stillness is really, it's just the best for the immune system, best for the organs, best for creativity, and a portal to other dimensions. The third thing we do at the Institute is we teach many different skills where you can open up your own practice, even an online practice, right? You could open up. So we teach, all types of things for doing treatments on different issues. We also teach how to do sound baths. So you could also just take it to really raise your own consciousness and heal yourself. But if you wanted to make a living out of it, we even have classes on how to market your own practice. So it's really, we are a vocational school, so there's really a lot of techniques and skills you'll learn to actually be able to have a practice as well. So that's the Sound Healing Certificate Program here at the Institute, starting September 8th, partially. And then online, you can start every week, just about every week when a new instructor starts, because we have ongoing enrollment online. So you could start this Tuesday if you like as well. So we also have the recording program. We just started it 2 weeks ago. You could actually jump in. You can learn all about how to use programs like Pro Tools and Logic and Ableton Live really well to be able to record, mix, and produce, and to get people really high and really still as well. Wow. It's like, you know, I wrote the number one selling book in audio recording and in sound healing. So I've got a really unique perspective on how to do recording for healing purposes or just to get people high. I mean, you could incorporate a lot of the techniques we're doing into dance music or rock and roll for that matter, right? So that program, you could jump in right now. We do it at the Institute, so you could let us know if we got enough people. We would try and do it here as well. But it works just as well online, and you get a recording of the class and everything. So it's very, very cool. We also have, what else? We're going to be doing our Sound Healing Conference in September, probably late September, maybe the 1st of October. We do have the Sound Healing Summit that the Shift Network is putting on. So I'll be speaking in that. A couple other events I'm speaking in as well. And you can find all the information at soundhealingcenter.com or you can call me at 415-777-2486 or you can actually email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also have a full range of treatments. And I can show you very quickly. Let me share my screen here. So we've got about 15 different treatments that we do at the Institute. You can go to soundtherapycenter.com. Let's see here, soundtherapycenter.com. So one of the main ones we do is we find your home note where you're at peace. We play each of the 12 notes to find out which one makes you the most peaceful, calm and still. And then we give you a CD in that. But also, if you want to go further, you can actually get CDs tuned to you for Delta, Theta, Alpha, and Beta. And that's really good for ADD, as well as just really good for sleep, creativity, Delta for sleep, Theta for creativity, Alpha for presence and learning, and Beta for thinking, which is overcoming the ADD. So we find your home note, and then we use that home note to tune the binaural beat CDs to you. We also do a chakra treatment where we actually go through each of the chakras. We ask questions about each chakra and then do a treatment and teach you how to do a chakra treatment on yourself. Really good for any anxiety or especially for panic attack. Here at the Institute, we do tuning fork treatments on the body or healing with the voice. We also do voice analysis where we find what is missing in your voice by speaking into the actual microphone, into our program. We'll find out what frequencies are missing. Kay, who actually created the program, she actually did 20 years in therapy centers and hospitals and found different patterns for different issues. This is the root frequency entrainment. We also give you a CD in what's missing. We also have the Nutra energetic system where you put your hand on a pad and then you can actually get an assessment to tell you what's going on. And then you get infoceuticals, which are like different frequencies and geometries embedded in mineral water. Simon therapy, we have frequencies you can put right on the body. And then we do massage on the sound table where you get a massage with a vibrating table. Oh my God, there's nothing better, right? Or you can just go on the sound table. But another really fun one is the combination session where we do the sound table, therapy, tuning forks, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, a full range of things to give you a good perspective of everything that's possible and focusing on whatever you have going on. So it's a very, very That's a very cool one. And we're doing that now. We're open doing that, right? Soundtherapycenter.com. We also have our store where we have all types of instruments, right? Soundhealingcenter.com. Actually, soundoflove.com will get you there. Sound of Love and the store. Let's see. So we've got, a full range of instruments, crystal bowls, tuning forks, alchemy bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs. I mean, there's all types of stuff here for vibrational healing, including the sound lounges and the sound tables. There we go. So we've got all our CDs first, and videos and books. We've got the sound lounges, sound table. You can get vibrated sound dolphins and pillows that vibrate you. Some crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, drums, rattles, sansula that you can put right on the body, Koshi chimes, full range of tuning forks. We make our own tuning forks. We also have the iCube, which will take you into a higher state of consciousness. Oh my God, it's like really effective. Or the biomat that you can put on the sound table, especially cool. So, and we build the sound chambers as well. We have sound chambers that we can build on your land that will take you into another dimension. Very cool. So that's soundoflove.com. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. That's our homepage. And there'll be links to not only all the treatments, the therapy center, and the store, but also to our research foundation, which has a lot of information about treatment plans and therapists, and also has a database of research papers that are really interesting. Okay. So that's what we have happening. It's really interesting, right? How intense what's going on right now is for a lot of people. And kind of what got me going this week, so I went to dinner with a lot of a few people, about five people, all had our mask on, right? I've got my, hey, I have to show you before I continue. Look at my shield. $3. This shield is just wonderful. You can breathe, you can see the mouth, right? You can totally see the mouth. It's really cool. So if you do a search for shields, they're just, I just love them, right? We have shields for everybody that takes the classes here now. And they're very effective and much more air, right? So anyway, we're at dinner, and you've probably experienced this already. You got to be careful when you talk to people about the virus, right? Because everybody's got their own take on it, and they're all over the place. I mean, some people are saying, we're going into intern camps. We're going into intern camps, right? They're going to put tracking devices in our forehead, right? They're going to, it's like, oh my God. And other people are, there's nothing going on. Don't worry. What are you wearing a mask for? And then other people are like really angry that they're being told what to do, right? I mean, it's like really, it's all over the place. It's intense. And then other people, like around here, are going, there's more love and light and information from the other side coming in right now than ever before. Than ever before. So this one person in the meeting, they go, I don't want to get into it myself because this is a ball of wax. It's a can of worms, right? But one person in the meeting, let's see, let me go ahead and stop sharing for a second here. In the dinner, they said, well, the deal is that most of the people, 90% of the people with the actual virus have pre-existing conditions. My comment was, well, it's a real bummer for them, right? When they die, right? I mean, it's goodness gracious, But anyway, my point here is I was going down, My energy was going down when people were talking about what's going on. I mean, it's good to be aware, and also, if there's action you can take, you take action. But if you're just like complaining, it brings your energy down. And that's right now, we really got to work hard to keep our energy high, really clear and high. It is critical because the energy of fear and anxiety is so strong right now. It's so easy to get sucked into it, right? So easy to get sucked into it. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. It's really just it's crazy out there, right? So immediately, it was really funny at the dinner. I go, well, what's really cool is if you haven't seen it, there's now a research project in India that's going around that where they found frequencies that will actually destroy the virus. And this is really cool. If you email me, I'll send you the link to it at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And we're now working on actual voice analysis to be able to tell if you've got the virus, right? So we have a whole site where people are going with the virus and speaking into the microphone, and we're finding a voice print for people with the virus. And so you could actually tell by a voice analysis, which will take like 30 seconds, to see if you've got the virus, which will be very cool, right? So the point is, this could dramatically change the whole medical system. The second the medical system sees frequencies that are destroying the virus, it's going to open up a whole realm of frequencies and combinations of frequencies and musical flows for every disease there is, right? Doctors are going to be going, well, what could we use here, right? There's all types of research and treatments that people are doing, and we've set up the Medical Sound Association to bring the doctors and the actual therapists together, sound therapists together. So it's going to open up a whole realm where we can bring sound and vibration and frequency healing into the mainstream, into hospitals. Now, we're not just talking about sound baths or toning or chanting or mantras. We're talking about very specific frequencies to break up every single disease, right? And the whole frequency realm of health for every single organ and every single cell. So we can just play a frequency to a part of the body and it will resonate it into its harmony. It was funny, I was just talking to a doctor like a half an hour ago, and she said, oh, well, we do that. I forget what she called it, but there's a cardiovascular treatment where when the heart actually starts kind of fibrillating or goes off its natural rhythm, they actually give little pulses, shocking pulses, to get the heart back to its natural rhythm. It's the same thing. We're talking about entraining the body into its natural rhythm and frequency for every part of the body. That's the new medicine. And what's great about it, there are no side effects. What's not so great about it is it's really cheap. I say it's not so great because that can be dangerous. If we bring down the whole medical system, that can be a problem. But now the doctors are driving it, right? So that's really cool. To get new medical treatments that are really effective and have zero side effects. That's the big problem right now, is a lot of the treatments will kill you, right? I mean, goodness gracious, look at chemotherapy. I mean, it's like worse than dying almost, right? It's like it's intense, right? There's so many treatments that have so many potential major side effects, especially when people get older. It's just a mess. It's just a mess, right? So ultimately, what we're looking at also is you have an issue You can even call in or email, get a device hooked up to your hand, have them monitor you, and email you frequencies or combinations of frequencies, and now it's gone. And we're talking major illnesses gone, right? So the virus completely gone. I have a friend who's now working on actually taking frequencies that will get rid of the virus and bouncing them off the ionosphere back and forth between the Earth, just like the Schumann resonance, so that the entire atmosphere is filled with these frequencies that completely wipe out the virus on the whole planet. What's happening is incredible, right? It's incredible. And then I think it was the last time I was here, I was talking about the homeschooling and the whole, all of the classes we're doing with sound for the Montessori schools. We got a $100,000 grant and created over 2,500 exercises. We're changing the educational system as well. And that's really cool because now with the virus, the homeschooling market has gone off the deep end, right? So we're just launching the Sound Education Center for home education and to get that into schools as well. And so the potential is really huge. So really, it's just so critical to keep your vibration high, right? To keep it out of fear and out of anxiety and to help others as well, right? It's interesting. I've been reading Alice Bailey. If you've listened to me before, you know, Alice Bailey channels a ascended master called Dijwa Kul. Really cool, amazing books on the structure of reality and healing and ascension. And there's an interesting section I was just reading about the transformation of the whole planet from the emotional body, actually started with the physical body, to the now moving now into the emotional body, and then into the mental body, and then into the spiritual body. They said that in Lemurian times, Lemurians, ancient before Atlantean times, that the focus was on the physical body. And then we got that down, right? And then in Atlantean times, the focus was all about mastering and getting the emotional body totally activated and working so you could feel a full range of emotions from intense emotions to complete bliss, right? And Alice Bailey was saying, we have that one down. We have the emotional body down. And now we're now working on the mental body. That's where, and we're actually just moving into the era of mastering the mental body. Now, I'm not talking about just being in the head. I'm talking about really being a master of your thoughts and being able to use your thoughts to manifest whatever you would like to manifest, hopefully, in alignment with Source and Spirit, so that you don't get in trouble, right? Because there's people out there that have mastered it that are actually manifesting things and really creating some huge karma. They're doing bad things, right? So we're talking about being able to manifest and be a master of your mental processes. Boy, I sure don't have it down, right? I mean, sometimes there's like, where are those thoughts? Oh, wow, I just kind of came back. Where was I? You know, it's like my whole brain just kind of goes off on its own little realm and I come back and I'm back, you know, again. Although I've gotten good, I've made headway at really being very clear and using my mind for figuring out things and to, you know, for my schedule, for my career, for, you know, to be able to manifest the things that I want in a clear way, right? So I've got clear focus and have made some good headway, right? It's probably why I'm a teacher and a head of a school, right? And I think that's really important. A lot of people say we need to get out of our head. Well, ultimately, that's where we're going. Is the next level is resonating in the spiritual body, right? That's where we are headed. But right now, in the mental body, most of us kind of suck at it, right? Our thoughts are all over the place. It's are scattered. They jump around. You know, some people are a little more focused than others, and they're a little more grounded mentally. But there's a lot of people that are just all over the place. And a lot of people that, here's the problem, that are still in the emotional body a lot and letting their emotional body run their life. And the emotional body is like, oh my God, it's like the wind. You know, it's, I often call it being a victim of the wind. It's whichever the way the wind blows, that's where I'm going, right? And people commonly say, well, that's how I'm feeling. Can't argue with that. That's how I'm feeling. Well, if you're feeling bad, right? Great. You know, use your mental body to get out of it. Don't allow yourself to feel bad. Figure out a way with the mental body to get out of it. And that doesn't mean just going into your head and thinking. That means using your mental body to go to a different place, which could be, and totally often is, the spiritual body, right? So the mental body can be really good for getting out of the, in fact, a lot of people say in the spiritual realm, you need to be in control of your emotions. When they first happen, you don't control them. It's like, okay, wow, somebody just did something bad or ripped me off, whatever. Okay, of course you're going to have an emotion, or, you know, whatever happens if someone dies, of course, maybe it'll be a couple of weeks, you know, with the grief. But, you know, if it feels bad, you don't need to stay there. That's the point, right? So we're moving into a place where the mental body, we're going to become masters. And the trick is to really get good at this detailed step-by-step process of mastering and clear thoughts in the mind. Often it has to do with branching out like a tree. Sometimes it's a journey, right? So it varies, but being able to be in control of that. So my point is, we really need to master the mind as well as get out of it. It's like sometimes I think, people say you need to just stop thinking so much. I'm thinking you need to start thinking really clearly, right? Which is really, and the best way to describe this clear thinking. Well, there's two ways. We wrote a document about this for the Montessori schools for the kids. You know, one way is could call it logical thought. But it's really just coherent thought. And that is one thought connected to the next without ever losing track. The best example of this clear logic is the Fibonacci curve. The Fibonacci curve is 1 plus 1 equals 2, 1 plus 2 equals 3, 2 plus 3 equals 5, 5 plus 3 equals 8, 8 plus 5 equals 13. So forth. The previous number plus the current number equals the future number. There is no more coherence and connectivity and presence and no gaps in consciousness as that, right? This plus this equals this, right? Past plus the current equals the future. And when you do clear step-by-step thought like that, that's clarity of mind, right? But there's also the complete opposite, which is totally cool too. You could say that's the masculine, and it can be very important if you're trying to manifest something very particular, right? But the other is pure flow, right? Where you're simply in the flow and you're getting thoughts and ideas, and it's like there's, but you're not like just spaced out, right? You're not just your brain just going on and on, which it often does, right? It does its own little thing. No, it's more kind of you're like just in the flow, and you're getting insights, and things are, it's like totally right brain, right? It is not logical. It's totally right brain. And that's really cool as well, right? Coolest is when you're doing both at the same time, where you're aware of both at the same time. But either one is fine. You could do one or the other. You could, and so being in the flow is totally works as well for the brain, right? And then you can jump back and forth and use clarity of mind. Want to play a song here that is about working with emotions, emotional stress release, okay, to get into the mental clarity. In fact, maybe I'll play two songs. I'm going to play emotional stress release, and then I might play mental clarity as well. Okay, so this is about getting out of the emotional body and letting things go so that we're no longer stuck. Again, this is emotional stress release on the Body Field Sound Healing CD if I've ever got. Check this out. iTunes is not playing. That's interesting. Of course, right when we're on the radio show. Okay, let me restart iTunes, and then we'll you guys just tone among yourself for a second.
Thank you.
The next step is to move into the spiritual body. It's interesting. If you go into light and love, the realm of bliss, it's like there's nothing to do about any of this negative energy around. It's like, where is it, right? You're just blissed out. Now, you can do a few things to get there. One that's really simple and really easy is just send love to it all. Here's a really good exercise, really helpful, because it gets you out of the fear and the anxiety. Imagine all the people, which is a lot right now, that are running fear and anxiety. Imagine all of the people, and it's like every country, right? It's incredible. It's so many people. Not to even mention the people that are sick, right? Now, send all of them love right now. All of those people in fear and anxiety, and send the fear and anxiety itself. Send love to it. Meet it head on with love, with the sound, okay? You can't make a wrong or bad sound. It's always perfect. Can't even be out of pitch. Just do any sound of love and send it to all of the fear and anxiety and all the people that are experiencing that on the planet now. Even if that did nothing, you feel better now. You feel more peaceful and still. But I believe it does do something. I've had many intuitives and psychics say, you know, when you do healings on the planet, Dave, especially in a group, it actually does something. It really helps. Right? So, you can do anything that gets you to a place of peace or stillness, any vowel. Ah, e, o. You could do a crystal bowl, right? Again, stable, consistent vibration, Tibetan bowl. Could do tuning forks. Could play any music that gets you in the zone. You can also send compassion to people that are responsible for some of the stuff going on, right? Ooh, that's a tricky one. Send compassion. That's intense. What if there's one being or one person or even a group of beings that have put this into, you know, out to the earth to kill a bunch of people? You could go into, even if that were true, a lot of people would go into anger, and then they've really got you. But if you draw in compassion, like the Dalai Lama or Kuan Yin. They don't have you, right? You could just sit in the seat of your soul, where you are perfectly at peace, perfectly still. You could go to gratitude. Hard to have gratitude for the craziness going on, right? You can go to that place where you have gratitude for it, for what it's teaching us. That's incredible. Or you could just default to all of the things you're grateful for. I am not starving. I can still totally, I mean totally, feel love and bliss. Even if this gets worse, right? And it could get worse. If even if that the pandemic doesn't get worse, the economic situation, I mean, a lot of people are really going to be in a mess in the next year even. If it goes further, it's going to be even worse as far as a lot of people homeless and hungry and starving and dying from that, right? To be at peace in the energy of gratitude, in the energy of compassion, of love, to know that no matter what happens, you still have the capacity to experience bliss, right? You still have the capacity, well, right now, to eat, right? You know, it's like you still have the capacity to help. It all comes down to service. How can we help? How can we help? Number one way, based on the law of resonance, a strong resonant vibration will overcome a weaker vibration and entrain the weaker into the stronger. All of this fear and anxiety is a chaotic vibration. Run a stable, consistent tone of energy and sound to overcome it. But the ultimate is to be able to go into source and connect to source energy, where you are just lit up like a Christmas tree, right? Where there's indescribable love, as many people say when they're one with the universe. Go into just this bubble of light that source is, infinite bubble of light. Let me play a song called Source. And let's go there. Set your intention to go into source. Let me start from the beginning. There we go. Joy. hold the light. We are the light bearers. This is the battle. Not even a battle when you're in the light. Can't let yourself be pulled under into the fear and anxiety. You've got your own techniques. Sounds really incredible. And add energy in the whole spiritual realm. And that will help entrain others into this brightness. Joy is still here. Love is still here. Passion is still here. Gratitude is still here. Spirit is still here. Nothing has changed in those realms. Hold light. Raced through the weekend. Hold it through the week. Till next month, at least. Until Christmas. Until you pass away and in to the next lifetime. Thanks and take care.